Magic 95.9 on the telephone with us now is Stephen G. Hill, president of music programming at BET. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you very much, Tim. April, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. You're fresh off the 2014 BET Awards. I know you must be tired.
Very tired. I think I just woke up about 15 minutes ago from 2 nights ago.
Oh, my goodness. And you're probably still on West Coast time, so that's understandable.
Yep.
Well, congratulations on a great program. The Lionel Richie tribute was all that, man. It was really good. We appreciate you.
I appreciate it. It's funny. I actually went to go see the Commodores open for the Jackson 5 in 1971.
Wow.
So come full circle back to the other night was fantastic.
Wow. That was definitely my favorite part of the show, specifically Lionel Richie's acceptance speech. It was just amazing.
Yes, that soul has no color, and the people, the fact that all these classic songs, there were a lot of people advising him against writing them, but what he did is what most great artists do, is follow their spirit, follow their soul, and then write what means something to them.
What is the process for anyone to be elected to that position to get the award? Do you guys fight about it?
There's a group of producers who talk about the people who have a great body of work and who have been around for a while, and we got Charlie Wilson and Gladys Knight and Stevie Wonder and Patti LaBelle, and so there's just so many of our great African American music heroes that we want to make sure they get their flowers while they can still sell.
Now those people you just named, are they past winners or potential winners?
Those are past winners. Those are all past winners.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay.
So these are really, really celebrants and honorees more than winners.
Right, I got you.
There were so many great moments to the show, but what I'd like to know is, what was your favorite moment?
It's one of those, when you hear musicians talk about what's your favorite song, they say, oh, they're all like my children. It feels that way about the performances. We work with the artists to put them on, and each one has a different vision. Facilitating their vision is what's real, what's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love Nicki Minaj, that she brought scenery, and it made the stage look so different. I enjoyed that part. I enjoyed the August Alsina and Trey Songz, and Chris Brown all got together to show what kind of the future of R&B is like. I love the roller skating in Jennifer Hudson's piece. So there's something about everything that about facilitating the artist's vision that we love doing on the BET Awards.
Now, Stephen, with awards shows like this, you can't please everybody, and all of us sit back like armchair quarterbacks and say, oh, I would have done this, or they should have done that. But the reality is, it takes a lot to pull this thing off. Can you just give us a glimpse of what it takes to put together a show of that magnitude?
First of all, we align ourselves with the best production team and production company in the business, Jesse Collins Entertainment, who we've worked with, and Jesse we've worked with on the show for, I think, at least 13 to 14 years, if not all 14. Phenomenal brother out of California who just is great. We work really well putting this together. And then you find very talented producers and writers and comedy teams and performers, and it takes a village to raise a show.
It really truly does. Chris Rock was an amazing host, man. He was crazy.
Yeah, it really helps. I mean, one of the little inside secrets is that, there's some hosts that spend a lot of time and they learn the show, and so when they're on the show, they know what the acts are doing and they come to rehearsal. Chris Rock was that host. He was really invested in making sure the show went well and it all seemed seamless, and he knew what was going on the show. There's sometimes you'll see shows and hosts, barely know the acts or are just interested in saying, oh, coming up, or are not invested. Chris Rock was so invested in making the show thing, and it showed.
And his wit is unmatched. Like, he is so witty.
He really is. He's a quick comic. He sees inside, in kind of inside performances and inside really makes it fun.
All right, what's next up? The BET Hip Hop Awards.
Oh, we got BET Hip Hop Awards coming up in October. Tomorrow night, we've got Gun Hill, a movie starring Lorenz Tate, coming on BET.
Oh.
Real Husbands of Hollywood coming back in October.
Yay,
and of course,
love that one.
Jane is coming back too.
Wow, you guys really got it going on. I love your original programming. You guys are really moving forward with that.
Shout out to Larissa Jones and the West Coast team for doing a great job on that stuff.
We're running out of time, so we do have to let you go. We're sure you're really, really busy too. But before I let you go, I know that you're originally from D.C., and I'm hearing that you're a diehard Redskins Redskins fan.
I'm a diehard Washington Football Club fan.
Oh, got it.
He can't
definitely
say the other word. He can't
definitely
say the R word.
I'll take that. Well, Baltimore is Ravens country. I'm from D.C., and Tim always picks on me, so I need some backup right now.
Your backup is in the name of DeSean Jackson, my friend.
Yes!
That's the backup for the Washington Football Club this year.
Awesomeness, awesomeness. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you very much, Tim. Thank you, April.
Once again, that was Stephen G. Hill, president of music programming at BET Networks, giving us the inside scoop on the 2014 BET Awards. This is a Watts and Watts exclusive, only on Magic 95.9.
If you aren't listening to the